Now, only one place to start. A dramatic day at Cheltenham. A little bit earlier, just before we came on air, I caught up with Ruby Walsh. And why was it a dramatic day? Well, because Captain Guinness came out on top in a, well, a breathtaking renewal of the Betway Queen Mother Champion Chase at the Cheltenham Festival, in which red hot favourite El Fabiolo was pulled up.
Edward Stone leading now towards fence number 5. Fernando Cibola is up on the outside. Close up, and El Fabiolo makes a terrible mistake. And that's him done for, surely. He's survived the error, but a terrible blunder by the hot favourite El Fabiolo. And he is not being asked to continue in the race. He is being pulled up. A stunning, stunning development. The hottest favourite of the week has made a terrible blunder and has put himself out of the contest. Captain Guinness and Rachel Blackmore all out. Gentleman Demays just a length away, but Captain Guinness is the winner of the champion chase. Rachel Blackmore does not care. It's yet another big race to come her way.
Well, I knew he was, I could see him or hear him or make the mistake beside me, so I knew he was kind of out of the equation then. So yeah, your thinking changes, I suppose, but it happened quite early on, so we still had a long way to go. But yeah, you're still just trying to ride from fence to fence. Yeah, it was a long way up the hill at the same time after the last. I was glad we got to the line.
So there are the thoughts of Rachel Blackmore. Ruby, we've heard how it played out. We've heard from Rachel there as well. What was it like being there, being witness to such drama?
Such drama is right. And it was like someone stuck a pin in Cheltenham initially as El Fabiolo made that mistake at the fifth fence that he couldn't recover from. And Paul Townend did the right thing straight away. Shane pulled the horse up. And then you were looking, thinking, what's going to happen? And my eyes were drawn to Gentleman to me. Captain Guinness was always travelling well. And obviously you had Edward Stone in front, who looked to be struggling on the ground. He ended up tipping up at the second last. And then it was left to Rachel Blackmore and Captain Guinness. And Mick, what a career. I mean, that's her 16th Cheltenham Festival victory, I think, but Champion Hurdles and Honeysuckles, Gold Cups at Blue Tar, Champion Chase, Captain Guinness, Grand National and Manila Times. Like, there's not exactly many big races left that Rachel Blackmore hasn't won. And incredible and wonderful to watch. And, like, every sport needs a story and needs a headline star. And we're lucky to have Willie Mullins and Paul Townend and Gordon Elliott and Jack Kennedy, but whatever Rachel Blackmore does, just succeeds, whatever those gentlemen do.
Absolutely. Incredible is certainly the word for Rachel Blackmore and the success that she has had, and long may that success continue. If we go back to the start of the day, Ballyburn, Fact of File, two favourites, they were both winners. Has it been an entertaining day for you, Ruby?
Yeah, it has, and it's been a good day. I mean, Ballyburn was really good in the first race. He looked like an absolute machine. How he went through the race, the way he quickened up, the authority he had, and the future just looked so, so bright for him. And then you had Fact of File in the Brown Advisory Novice Chase. It was a bit buzzy, a bit gassy early on. Mark Walsh did really well on him, and I don't mean this in any kind of a, not even derogatory way, but for Paul Townend, with winners ridden and the confidence that he has to go and deliver on Ballyburn, there was a lot more pressure on Mark. He isn't the same winners ridden here. And for to give Fact of Isle such a good ride, and you know, that was winner number 99 at the Cheltenham Festival, Shane, for Willie Mullins, and that's a number I don't think anybody ever thought anybody would get to. I most certainly didn't think it. I suppose when I first came to Cheltenham for Willie in 96, he turned his second Cheltenham winner with Wither or Witch that year. Florida Pearl was his third in 97. In 98, Florida Pearl made it number 4, and Alexander Banquet made it number 5. To think back then that he'd be on 99 now is just incredible. By the close of play of the season, maybe he could be on 100, although as I stand here looking at the bumper, it looks like Gordon Elliott's going to win the bumper. Jalen Dudare, Patrick is the only chance Willie has. He's coming on the outside, but Gordon's too. It would be fitting if Patrick Mullins was to ride Willie Mullins is 100, but it doesn't look like it right this minute in time, although he's getting there.
We have live commentary, Ruby. Take it away.
Yeah, this will be fitting if Patrick Mullins brings up the 100 for his dad, and he's going to. Go on, Patrick. Go on, Paddy. Yeah, 100 for Willie Mullins, ridden by his son.
Ah, that's brilliant.
That's fitting.
That's brilliant.
That is fitting, so it is. Yeah, brilliant.
I can hear
that's
it in your voice, Ruby. You're delighted.
Yeah, it is. It's some achievement, Shane. I mean, look, I was people look at Willie Mullins now and they look at the dominance, and all you hear is people kind of moaning and giving out. But I was there, not at the beginning. I wasn't there. I was in school when Tourist Attraction won, but I've been there since. I've been from number 2 to number 100. When we came in 98, myself and David Casey were flown to Stansted, and Jackie Mullins' father picked us up and brought us to Cheltenham from Stansted because the budget didn't extend to flights to Birmingham. You know, it's something that has been built from the very bottom, and I just think it's off the charts. This is like you talk about management, and you look at different coaches and different sports, and they talk about Jurgen Klopp and Pep Guardiola and go back for Kenny Dalglish and people like that. But Willie Mullins is doing when his team offers and can you look at what happened is up there with the ball. And I know I have 2 feet in the camp and I appreciate it and respect it, but what he's achieving is unbelievable.
It's devotion as well, isn't it? It's proper devoting your life to the cause.
It's passion. Absolute passion. And like he's building those businesses. You look at Pep Guardiola. He's on a huge salary with Manchester City and getting paid to do it. This fella's put all his own money into it and built it from the bottom to the top. It is just unbelievable.
It most certainly is. And what a fitting way to almost end the day. And it's great to hear you say that it was an entertaining day, because at the start of the day, and judging by the scenes of chaos in the car park last night, I mean, we woke up to the cross-country course being abandoned, John Bond being pulled. Were you concerned that it could have been a quite chaotic day?
A little bit, I suppose. But I looked at the car parks and I'm thinking, like, hang on, there's 60,000 people going to an event. Did you ever look? Picnic when it rains. We can't get out of it for 3 days. So those are pictures. That's just the world we live in now, Shane. That's social media and influence out whatever line they want, be it negativity or positivity. And I'm standing in the parade ring here now, and there is a swarm of people stood around Willie Mullins with phones in the air taking pictures of him. I think this is the years of what he's achieved, but this is...
Most certainly is, Ruby. And not too long ago, we were here in the studio and Alan Colley posed a question to you of why aren't Willie's horses winning at the moment? Patience is key here, Ruby.
It's like everything, Shane. He knows what to do, how to do it. And look, I play a tiny part in it. I'm stood in the ring here with David Casey, and he the same. He plays a bigger part than I. This is a monumental achievement. I think it is. What do you think, Cass?
Yeah, I think it's...
Hang on. It'll be very, very hard to repeat ever. There you are. Casey even thinks no one else will ever do it.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Ruby, I do want to let you go. Enjoy the celebrations. Just very briefly, what are you most looking forward to tomorrow?
Tomorrow, what are we most looking forward to? Fasel Vega?
Fasel Vega and
Jay DeGrugge. We got that from the very inside. That's from David Casey.
That's from the horse's mouth, quite literally.
Yeah.
Listen, Ruby, I'll let you go enjoy the celebrations. What a fitting evening for Willie Mullins. Ruby, thanks so much for taking the call.
No, thank you. Bye-bye.